for a song for my podcast. So I learned how to play guitar. Kind of. Doody 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 doody. What the hell do I know? Hello and welcome to the What the Hell Do I Know podcast. Let me start by just from the bottom of my heart apologizing to each and every one of you. It has been brought to my attention. There's no laugh track to let anybody know what's funny. How do I expect you guys to be able to figure that out without the aid of the laugh track? Think about it. Every hit comedy show, like Friends, you know, and those other ones, they all had laugh tracks. It's a problem that's plagued mankind since the beginning of time. Imagine this. You're in a hunting party of cavemen. Maybe some cave ladies. Tracking down a woolly mammoth across the tundra. Everyone's in place, getting ready to deliver the killing blow. That creature's going to feed your tribe for months. When all of a sudden the chief's son rips a mega blast from his butt conch. Just a mean howler that sends a back flap of his loincloth fluttering in the wind. The mammoth flees, never to be seen or heard from again. Do you laugh? Do you cry? Do you bash Uthgar, the chief's son, with your elk bone club? Just right in the head, just crack-a-lack-a-dack him. See? It's horrible, right? Nobody knows when to laugh. This is a world before laugh tracks. Vicious and vile place where no one knew when to laugh. And how could they? I mean, if I'm going to laugh at something, golly, I better have the comfort of knowing that other people think it's funny too, but what happens when no one else is around? How does anyone know when to laugh? It's selfish of me to put my listeners in a position where they might not know what's funny. I apologize. I feel like I've let y'all down. But no more. I now have a laugh track. We can all rest soundly knowing when to laugh. Hold on. No, not yet. No, that wasn't it. Nobody laugh. Nobody laugh. This is a false alarm. I hit the wrong button. I don't know what to do. Stop laughing. If you're laughing, stop laughing. This is not the time. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's getting me, too. No, just go. Just go. Don't laugh. Don't laugh at this. Now is not the time. It's a false alarm. Oh, God. Oh, God. What's going to happen? Okay. It's over. All right. We've got that under control. We've got it all under control. Despite the lack of laugh track, people seem to have been listening. I mean, we made it all the way up. We made it all the way into the 51st comedy podcast in the comedy category on podomatic.com, right? Which, I mean, I can only guess that that's probably roughly equivalent to being the fastest kid at fat camp in, like, the club foot division. I don't know, but I'll take it. We made it happen. Top 100 in the comedy category. Don't know how, don't know why. I can only imagine it's because, like, the other 3,000 comedy podcasts on that station, just no one does anything with them. I don't know. But whatever it was, we climbed up there and then immediately climbed back down. But that is, it's fine. Hey, not bad. We're 2 weeks into this. Only 2 weeks into this. Last week we had some issues with sound quality. What happened was there were some issues when I tried to upload it, and it cut out some of the audio. It made it real weird. And then I went and I put in the rough cut without the edits. I like to go through here and because I know I talk like a Valley girl. I do. Like, I, you know, you would expect Ugg boots and a pumpkin spice latte just kind of sitting around my desk here. But I try and cut a lot of that shit out so that it's not me just saying totally the whole time for 20 minutes. So last week we had some issues, but we powered through it. 51st in the fucking comedy division, grand champions. Okay. We had some downloads and plays from all across the world. In fact, this is we've gone international in just two podcasts. Yeah, one dude in Ireland played it, listened the whole way through. Thank you, Irish guy. And we got a couple in some kind of Asian country that, for some reason, instead of telling me what country it was, it used the little Asian calligraphy, little stick figure guys. I don't know how to read those. But maybe you can. Maybe someone out there can. Whatever country it was, it had the little thing. It looked like a bookshelf. And then one looked like an Indian teepee getting abducted by aliens. I don't know which ones those are. I don't know what they mean. But that's what they look like, to me at least. So if you know who those are or where they're from or whatever, let me know. And if you're the person that listened and you somehow understand what I'm saying, multilingual, bilingual, multicultural, or maybe just a white dude traveling abroad, I don't know. But thank you. Thank you for tuning in. And Ghana. Ghana, goddamn it. I thought we were friends. Ghana came by. Someone from Ghana came by, visited the page, and didn't even listen to the show. You know, we used to be like this, and now we're not like this anymore. And I'm making a little fingers crossed thing. Because this is audio. Can't see what I'm doing. But I thought we were friends, Ghana. And again, I don't know. What is the national language in Ghana? I have no idea. But you were tuning in, you were listening, and now you're not anymore. And I feel bad. That makes me sad because I thought we were friends. I thought we were just out there. We were in this together. I mean, when you're running around, you know, jumping from bush to bush, trying to, you know, not get recruited into a child army, I was with you for that every step of the way. And maybe it wasn't you. Maybe you weren't the one trying to dodge the recruitment, because I don't know what you guys have for technology. Very well could be that the one guy that was listening to this was in fact the warlord, the Ghanesian warlord, the Ghanarian warlord. I don't know what the name of those folks are. Just kick back, drinking some imported wine out of a monkey's skull. Listen to my podcast. And if that's the case, then, you know, kick me in some blood diamonds, man. I got to keep this thing going. I've got audio issues. I need to get a soundboard and an engineer. You know, you send some blood diamonds my way, some illegal contraband, maybe some Sumerian tablets you dug up somewhere. I mean, you're probably just going to break them anyway, burn them. I don't know. Kick it over to me. I'll sell them to Hobby Lobby. Make a killing. But whatever the issue is, Ghana, we need to work this out, baby. Because at one time, we were close. And whatever I gotta do to make things right, Ghana, you know I'm gonna do that. If I need to send you a basket full of duck eggs, and we can sit underneath a palm tree and eat our duck eggs with a little bit of salt, then that's what I'm gonna do. We'll go on a date, pick some dates, call it a date. Yeah, Ghana. I just want to get in your ear holes again, Ghana. I miss you. I miss us. I miss who we are, who we were, and all I can think about, Ghana, baby. It's what we could be. Just want to treat you right, Ghana. Just want to make sweet, sweet love. to your ear holes. Okay, that's enough of that. Trolling around on Facebook, I saw people getting angry at each other. Seems to be all that is for anymore. Used to be the place where we would go and we would show each other videos of our cats doing silly things, which I miss those days. I used to hate them. I don't care if your cat knows how to play the piano. That's not even your cat playing. I can see the wires. I can see the little sticks. Thing looks miserable. Look at your cat. That's not the face that a cat would make if it was willingly playing that Bob Seger song at the beginning of Old Time of Rock and Roll. Nobody should look that miserable, okay? But now, this is where we go to yell at each other. I saw people yelling at each other over who should wear dreadlocks and who can't wear dreadlocks. My opinion, no one should wear dreadlocks. You don't wash your hair. You go, especially in the summertime, you go swimming in a pool. People peeing in the pool. People farting in the pool. It's going to get to your hair, and you're not going to take a shower? Not going to rinse it out? Get a little rinsey? A little shampoo? This surpasses any and all racial issues. I don't care who started it. I don't care who invented it. It's gross. And if you're a white guy in a dreadlock, I think I want white people to wear dreadlocks because that tells me immediately that I don't have anything to say to you. It gives me a visual indication. If you look like what patchouli smells like, we don't have anything in common. There's nowhere for this friendship to go. But everybody's got their opinion. That's my opinion. But whatever, man. I stand by it, though. I don't like it when people do that thing where they're like, but that's just my opinion. It is my unassailable right as an American to have an opinion. And, well, that's true, but it's also my opinion that your opinion is dog shit. Like, I watched a video of a guy that legitimately thought the world was flat. And his whole assertion was that the world is flat because if you were to fly to, Alaska or Antarctica or some shit, that the plane, if you started in Canada and you flew to Florida or Nicaragua, well, then why isn't the plane upside down when you get there? Now, here's my opinion on the matter. That dude is a turdfish. He's a shit-gobbling turdfish, and he belongs in an aquarium. And in that aquarium, there's going to be a little plaque. There's going to be a little plaque that says shit-gobbling turdfish, and kids are going to come up, and they're going to look at it for like 3 seconds. They're going to be like, oh, hey, look, Mom, it's the shit-gobbling turdfish. And then that kid's going to be like, fuck it. And they're going to go to the little penny-smashing machine because you're... opinions are less entertaining than a penny smashing machine. You are less than a smashed penny. You are worth less than a smashed penny. But that's just my opinion, man. My opinion. In my opinion, vaccines cause autism. Okay. Well, here's the thing with that. Number one, autism, better than being dead from polio. I think we can all agree, better than being dead from polio. Also, guess what? Here's the thing about autism. I like, and this isn't going to seem connected at first, but it will. It is. I like iPhones. I like video games. I like all that shit. I like technology. I like airplanes that don't turn upside down when you fly to Nicaragua, okay? None of these things are being invented by socially well-adjusted Matthew McConaughey-level dick slingers, okay? It's the weird guy in the corner staring at his shoes. It's the guy that actually you probably don't even see because he's at home thinking about shit to invent. He's not out doing booze. He's not doing the booze like the rest of us. He's not out there huffing pot fumes and shooting up whiskey. Okay? He's in his room, not getting laid, watching the wheel on a Tonka truck spin. Okay? He just spins around. And then that's how he comes up with ideas somehow. Right? This is the guy you throw some toothpicks on the floor. He tells you how many there are. We need more of that guy. If vaccines cause that guy, then let's, you know, all the more reason, I think. You've heard of Katana Shave Club. The closest shave you'll ever have, plus the ability to disembowel your enemies. Do you have a duel to win? You can't restore your honor to your family. Your face looks like a hobo's toothbrush. Shave it with a katana from Katana Shave Club. Hey you. Don't commit seppuku with that old, dull katana. Use one of our specially sharpened katanas with 3 blades so that you get that deep shave that severs your descending aorta so that you can achieve a quick and dignified death. Tired of fumbling around looking for a new blade when you need one? Oh, hey, where's my katana at? Where's my katana? I don't know. Did I get a new one? No, I have no idea. Is this one? Oh, no. Look at all the hair clogged up on that katana. You don't want to be that guy. You want to have a brand new, freshly sharpened katana delivered to your door every month? Well, then you need to go to katanashaveclub.com. Okay, so I'm kicking around the idea of having guests on. I'm not sure who it's going to be, who I'm going to be able to pull. Nobody famous. Hey, I got buddies, okay? Me and Neil deGrasse Tyson, we're close. You know, we tweet each other. I tweet him. I'm sure he probably looks at him, maybe. I don't want to do that show, though. I don't want to do that show that everybody does where it's just, Sam Harris comes on and talks about why you're a dummy for, you know, believing stuff and, then you get Neil deGrasse Tyson that comes in and talks about black holes or whatever, and it's like the same 6 guys just kind of go around talking about shit. So I think maybe I'm just gonna get some idiots and just maybe I'll have that guy that thinks the earth is flat or something, just get some real dummies, and we'll see what happens. I don't know about any of that, but I think I'm done for it's been one of those days, just kind of out of it, and I gotta go. Gotta go do comedy here in a couple hours. So, I think I'm going to end the podcast there, and I will catch you last week. And thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Ireland. Thank you to that alien teepee looking country and Ghana. You need to show up. Don't just play peekaboo with me. Don't just come in, look at the page, and then wander away like you don't want to give it a listen. All right? Anyway, that's it. And I can't afford to pay for a song for my podcast. So I learned how to play guitar. Kind of.